7:45 the time. This is Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside the Vic Carucci from the ClevelandBrowns.com joined us. Vic, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. Great to be with you.
And with you. Okay, we only can name names that we know. Mike Zimmer, Rod Chizinski yesterday out interviewing in Berea at ClevelandBrowns.com. You wrote an interesting piece, I thought, kind of an answer, if you will, to a question. You're so good about talking with fans through Twitter and Facebook and the website, too. And the Joe, I think, wrote, yeah, I just want Cleveland to find a coach who can turn us into a team that has winning seasons and competes. We all want that. As you point out, though, we're not the only ones. Five other NFL teams are out there looking for a coach.
Yeah, it's a competitive situation, which is why I think when people kind of look at the coaching search, and understandably, those of us who just follow the Browns as closely as possible, you know, get hung up on the idea that, okay, every single person that they talk with and either zero in on is strictly someone that, you know, okay, if they don't choose them, or if that coach decides, like in the case of Chip Kelly, not to choose the Browns, we see it strictly through those eyes. But the truth of the matter is, it's a competitive situation. It's the biggest reason why we don't get the Browns giving us officially a play-by-play or a blow-by-blow of, you know, who's coming in and here's who we're talking to. Those reports get out there primarily because the agents for those coaches want to put that out there. And understandably, that's what they do. And these coaches tend to visit other teams. I would also submit that, and I'm pretty confident about this, that the Browns will have and have had conversations with coaches whose agents haven't put it out there, and that we don't get to know through media reports who they're talking with. But that's kind of how that's going. And I would say if they stay true to the criteria of what they want, when they told us it's been, 11 days since Jimmy Haslam and Joe Banner had that news conference. They told us they wanted a strong-minded guy. They wanted the tough individual, the disciplined person, the attention to details, all those things, all those qualities. If you stay true to that, you will find the right guy from the candidates that they've spoken with so far.
Vic, I was glad to see that at least they talked to a defensive coordinator and Mike Zimmer, a very strong personality. I know he's done a great job down in Cincinnati. And I guess the point is that, as you say, just to kind of follow up with what you put out there about the leadership characteristic, is that when you're a head coach, you kind of rely on your coordinators. It's not, you're more of that overall administrator. So it's really key here to find that right personality, isn't it?
Yeah, and again, I think you're right about you're putting some variety to the search. Having, say, a Mike Zimmer in the mix does go maybe against the grain of what we thought and what we've seen as the trend, which has been mostly offensive-oriented coaches that they've looked at. But Zimmer's a legitimate guy and has done a nice job with the Bengals. He's got a good history in the league, had been with Atlanta as well. He's a respected player. I mean, respected by his players. He's a respected coach within the ranks of the players who have looked at him. And he went through a tough situation. His wife passed away a few years ago, and it was devastating to have that happen during the course of a football season. And you might recall, and the Bengals overcame that, and Mike Zimmer overcame that. Is a person who I think showed a lot of the qualities that you look for in terms of the character, the strong-mindedness. He's creative, inventive from a defensive perspective. And yes, I think when you look at the Browns team, why that might make as much, if not more, sense than an offensive guy is I think the vast majority of the Browns' talent right now is on the defensive side of the ball.
Vic, as we look at how this plays out, and of course it's a burning question every day, and as they continue the search along with the other teams, as you point out, you have any feel on when they would like to make their decision? Are they going to have to wait on more playoff games to be played so that they can talk to some other people? What do you think?
Well, I think that's a factor. Like, I think you got to look at the postseason and know that there are some talented coaches in that process who aren't available yet and aren't going to be available till their team stop playing. So we're down to the final eight there. So I would put that on the table as a possible factor in timing. But as far as, you know, putting a deadline on it, I don't think they've done that. I think the priority is to get the right guy however long it takes to get that right guy. I think they'd like him in there sooner. I think ideally you'd like to have somebody in place and his guidelines, his philosophy when it comes to personnel before you go down to, for instance, Mobile for the Senior Bowl. And that's coming up pretty fast on us. So that's one thought. But I know they're not beholden to any particular deadline to get this done. They just want to get the right person.
Vic, thanks for your time this morning. How about we do this? Unless they get a coach before the Senior Bowl, which we all hope they do, we'll try and hook up again around that time. Is that okay?
It would be my pleasure.
And people can follow you on Twitter. How?
At Vic Carucci, at VicCarucci.
Read his stuff too at clevelandbrowns.com. Best Browns coverage. Vic Carucci. Vic, thanks much. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Have a great one.